This is the Wally Show podcast with Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. You can always find us at wayfm.com/Wally or stream us live every weekday morning through the WayFM app.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Gavin.
We've probably had something, whether it's the newest blockbuster or an episode of our favorite show that we haven't seen yet, spoiled for us. And you shouldn't have to use the line, don't spoil it. But there are people out there who have cruel intentions.
I'm one of those.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I've spoiled so many things. Kind of inadvertently, like we talk about stuff and we talk about it as it's happening on the show. And sometimes I'll say something and they're like, spoiler alert! I'm like, oh, sorry, spoiler alert. And they're like, no, it's too late now.
It's not an after the fact thing you can say.
Oh, absolutely. So he dies in the end. Spoiler alert. You can't do it that way. Yeah, but that's how I tend to do it. So I'm that person.
You're the worst. But there's actually a debate going on online right now as to what actually does qualify as a spoiler, and I think some of these are actually kind of interesting.
Okay.
So there's the obvious one, and most everyone agrees with this one. It's when you spoil a character's death.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a spoiler.
Absolutely, because that's a pivotal plot point usually.
Absolutely. So this one, that half of people say they agree on, is when you say that the show or movie has a happy ending.
I'm
not against that. It depends on the show I'm watching. If you tell me that something that's a terrible, awful, cruel show has a happy ending, I'm like, oh, that's surprising. But shows, I expect that.
I could see that, yeah, because, I mean, but while you expect it, like in most movies, like if it's a rom-com, oh, they're going to get together. Like, you know it, but you don't want someone to tell you that.
True.
Like it's you know it in your soul, but you're hoping that this time's going to be different. Something's going to be a little changed here, but it's always the same.
No, it is. And then this is a small group of people who say that this is a spoiler. It's someone saying, just blatantly, the show is good.
No, that's not a spoiler at all.
You can't be upset with that.
No, I mean, it's like, yeah, it's good. You should watch it. Like, how is that a spoiler?
I agree. And if you, almost like it'd be good if they were going to say, oh, it's a bad show. Because if they spoiled it in that sense, then I'm like, oh, maybe I just don't spend my entire weekend watching that show, and that's a good spoiler. That
you have to consider the source, though, on who tells you things. Like, do you respect them? Like, oh, it's a bad show. I'll use some people that tell me that, I'll watch it.
Oh,
because I don't trust their taste.
Okay.
In my life. So, yeah, for sure. So, I don't think that those definitely aren't spoilers. When you actually give away the end of something, I think that's really the only true spoiler, is giving away the end of how something goes. Or, like you said, a major character dies. Like, I'm not even going to tell you that happens in this one movie. It's a really funny movie.
Okay.
But there's one character that dies, and it's a new movie that's out, and there's this one character that dies shockingly early on in it. Don't see that Sandra Bullock thing.
No.
Spoiler alert! Sorry! Spoiler alert! See, I told you I'm bad at this.
And now, for some good news.
Uplifting WayFM, this is the Wally Show. If you watch the regular news, you know it can be a little bit heavy. That's why we do good news, giddy up. A couple good news stories coming at you designed to make you feel better. Like this one here, this little gem. What you got, Gavin?
A guy from Salt Lake City flew to Europe last week to give out handmade cards to Ukrainian refugees.
Oh, wow.
He collected hundreds of them from people in Utah. He says he had to check 2 50-pound bags that were nothing but cards.
Oh, wow. That's kind of cool. And you might think, well, cards aren't going to solve any problems. You know, like they need food and housing and stuff. But there is something that I've been in other countries, and there's something that people look at America and they're like, wow, people care in America about me. And it's part of that healing. Yeah. There are other ministries that are doing their part in getting people, you know, the help that they need. But this is not nothing. I think it's something, actually.
I think human connection is something you can't put, like, a price tag on.
Absolutely. Well, you know, speaking of that, there is a pharmacist at CVS in North Carolina who is doing something, going above and beyond, actually. She's not just filling her customers' prescriptions. She's actually giving a kidney to one.
What?
Yeah, okay. Her name's Kathleen, and it happened kind of by chance. A local pastor mentioned he was on the kidney transplant. I don't know how that comes up. You're like, hey, how you doing today? I'm good. I'm on the kidney transplant list. You got one? You know, but she immediately decided to donate.
for me to be able to live, I said, either somebody's got to die or either somebody's got to be willing to give up themselves.
I feel like God puts people in your path for a reason, and I felt like Dottie came to my pharmacy for me to help him.
She was a perfect match for me, and Kathleen is my angel from heaven.
That's cool.
Kathleen.
That's cool, too. It's like two believers, and they kind of like clicked, and it worked out. He says he used to go to a different pharmacy but stopped into hers in 2017, was amazed how helpful she was, and he did not know how helpful she was going to be.
Oh, yeah.
And after this, he says he's never switching pharmacies again. Yeah, you can't at that point. So there you go. That's going to do it for your good news. Giddy up. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And like it or not, we can be a little judgmental as human beings. And we judge people every day and things that we see. And I am living proof of that. I did this until recently. I used to make fun of pregame stretchers.
Why? Because I was an athlete for 12 years, and that's just the key to not getting hurt.
It seems pretentious to me as an adult. Yeah, like I never like stretched before. I would like play competitive tennis as a kid and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
And you see people like in their leggings and they're all like stretched out and working out the hammies, and you're like, you're really not going to work that hard. I mean, you're literally going to go jog or walk. Why do you need to stretch, you know? And so I've always seen it that way, and I just thought they're showing off. So the other day, flash forward, I went and played pickleball, which is a smaller version of tennis, but a lot of fun. At the end of said game, I played for about 2 hours, and I hadn't done it before, and at the end of the day, I could barely walk. Like, I could, my calves hurt so badly.
What could have helped with that?
Possibly stretching. A little stretch or two. Like, because I went home and was having to stretch to try and work my calves out, and it hurt so bad. So now, I have become the people that I made fun of, and I need to stretch before I do something as mild as pickleball now.
They say you should stretch, like, every day once you get to a certain age.
Really?
Just to not throw anything out.
I would be there now, because things hurt more every day. So that's what I'm curious about for you. There's mine, okay? I've just laid it out there for you, my judgment, my hypocrisy. So I am curious, though. Is there somebody you used to make fun of, but then you became them, you know? See, that's what it was me. Pre-game stretchers. I became one of them. Now I'm like, I get it. I see you now. I'm going to do that. I'm going to have my leg up on a bench, bending over as far as my limited range of motion will let me.
And there's going to be another young man out there who's looking at you being like, pretentious guy.
And then I'm going to look at him and go, you're going to be me someday. You're going to be me. Don't you worry. You're going to get here and you're not going to like it. So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. What is that person that maybe used to make fun of, and then you realized one day, oh my goodness, I have become them? 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours right now. Throw that number in your favorites there so you can get right through next time. 855-33-WAY-FM. What's that for you?
My father.
Okay, used to make fun of your father, but now you've become him?
Yeah, I used to make fun of my dad every morning. He'd get up and he'd make that, what I call the old man groan of, oh, trying to, you get out of bed, and but when your feet hit the floor, it takes about a good 4 or 5 minutes to be able to move. And I have turned into him, and I'm not even 38 years old yet. And I can tell you, stretching before and after an event is actually important both ways. I have a routine every morning. I have to do a stretch, and it makes things a little better. But
you still make the noise, right?
I still make the old man groan.
Yep, there it is. Hey, man, I appreciate you being on with us today, Jerry.
All right, guys, y'all have a good day.
Has that ever happened to you?
Yes. I used to hardcore make fun of my mom for her dance move. And then now that I'm a grown woman, I definitely have the same dance move.
Oh, I get it.
And I was like, no!
I get it. You look in the mirror and you're like, oh my goodness, I am biting my lip. I've got my thumb out and I'm doing the little Elaine from Seinfeld dance.
Yep.
What's one good thing you got from your mom besides her awkward dance moves?
Maybe her persistence.
Oh, okay. So she was persistently bad at dancing, and you got that.
Yes.
All right, Brad, you're up. What is that type of person that you used to make fun of, but you became?
Yeah, so I used to make fun of people for taking pictures of their kids and posts on Facebook. I'm like, okay, your kid isn't that cute. No one needs to see your kid eating a whole piece of pizza by himself. But then I had a kid of my own, and I'm like, okay, I guess I'll post a few pictures because he's pretty cute. So yeah. That's what I turn into.
I get it. I mean, the hypocrisy is palpable, but you know what? When you have a kid, you want to kind of share what they're into and their likes, their interests, their accomplishments and stuff like that. And at the end of the day, I know it can seem a little self-absorbed, but man, if your kids know that you love them and that you are proud of them, that's an amazing thing for them to grow up with. Every time you start a new year, you know, you start thinking about new year, new you. So what are you going to do in 2022? I made that rhyme. But I mean, it is a good question, like, because it's easy to, you know, start something and then not finish it, you know, and that's where a lot of people run into with their college education, like for whatever reason they got sidetracked. So maybe this is the year that you finish your education, or maybe this is the year you've been putting it off, you know, because life got in the way and you say, you know what, I'm going to make 2022 my year. I'm going to start doing something and you know, invest in myself this year. I think that's a great way, because we talk about getting in shape, and that's a good thing, mm-hmm. but why not get your mind in shape?
Right. You can go back to school, and Colorado Christian University Online makes that possible. They offer a flexible online format that works for your schedule, allowing you to take a class at any time. That's exactly what I did when I went back to college at 30 years old.
Yeah.
And I had to work a full-time job, but I also did my college degree, and I made it happen.
I did mine as well online, my master's, and I was sitting there at a campfire on vacation writing a paper. But you can make it happen. You don't just dream it, you have to do it. And it starts with making that decision to make that call or go online and say, you know what, I want to talk to somebody about this. You can go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And if you're worried about the costs of it, you can talk to them about financial aid and they can help walk you through that as well. So Betty Rock did it, I've done it, and Colorado Christian University might be just the thing for you in 2022.
Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Uplifting Way FM.
We definitely need a little more of this in the world.
Oh, that's how you do it, kids.
It's the Wally Show.
So the pandemic made us more reliant on delivery of things to our door more than ever. And you know how nice that was in the beginning, having your food delivered, you know, your groceries and whatever you wanted, just it showed up at your door. It was great. And it might be hard to go back to actually leaving the house to get things for yourself. But the good news is you might not have to. And the delivery method has gotten even more high tech and cool. So you might be thinking, well, what is Amazon up to now? You'd be wrong. Not Amazon. The first commercial drone delivery service in a major U.S. city, I did say drone delivery in U.S. city, is going to launch this week in Dallas with the Google-owned Wing. So Google has figured this out. That's the yay part of this. The awe is it's from Walgreens.
Your pharmaceutical stuff.
Like, yeah, here's some medicine. Great. You can live a little longer, you know? But, like, come on. You crack the code out of send stuff. Figure out how to do a pizza, you know?
That would be amazing.
Yeah, it would be amazing. And so here's how it works, though, okay? So the company partners with retailers, and they stage their drones outside of the store, and then store employees will fill the orders, and then they use a tablet to summon the drone.
Oh, nice.
I know. If you're working at a store, that'd be kind of fun, too. Then they clip the package to the drone's tether, and then they send it on its way, and there's a company that monitors the drone's progress. Like, drone technology has gotten so amazing. They can do, like, in the sky, like in Paris, at Disney Paris, Disney World, Disneyland Paris, they do a whole light show with, they form different shapes with, 500 drones.
Oh,
I was on a cruise ship, and they did, like, probably 100 drones in a small ice rink. There to doing this light show. It was amazing. So it stands to reason they could bring you some things. The good news, though, is I actually did a little bit more digging on this. And in addition to things like medicine and first aid kits from Walgreens, they will be delivering something we truly need.
Oh.
Bluebell ice cream.
Oh, good.
Yes.
From Walgreens.
Exactly. So you can get your remedy for sadness even faster now and get your ice cream delivered by a drone, which we are walking into the future, and I could not be more excited about this. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and relaxing vacations can be amazing. You kind of regroup, reset, and you get away. But then it's weird because sometimes it's like, are we taking a vacation from even our faith? Because we get on vacation and we just check out, you know, kind of thing, and you spend less time praying and, you know, things like that. I know that's the case for me, and I was really thinking about this because we had done a cruise recently, and, you know, the cruise staff, if you've ever cruised before, the cruise staff, they are trained to get to know you and know your name and serve you, and it's really a great experience. Like, on our last cruise, Richard was our stateroom attendant. We talked to him every day. Christian and Nick were the servers at dinner, and we, you know, spent a lot of time talking with them. But the crazy thing is, as I thought about it, we're like, man, these people are great. I'm going to name one of my next children after Dragon, who was one of our other servers. You know,
not a bad name.
No, it's a very cool name. And so, you know, but it's like, man, we never talked about like faith other than real surface stuff. Like, oh yeah, you know, we go to church or what have you, you know. And I was thinking about it, like, when we take that vacation and we're on this break, we're not on break from sharing our faith with people. And I was reminded of this quote from Penn Jillette. He had somebody, he's a staunch atheist, and he's from Penn and Teller, the magician guy, and he's a staunch atheist, and he had somebody that, you know, shared a Bible with him, but they did it in such a way that it actually made an impact on him. It didn't change where he was at, but he had this kind of revelation.
How much do you have to hate somebody to not proselytize? How much do you have to hate somebody to believe that everlasting life is possible and not tell them that?
From an atheist, that is sobering, you know?
That's a good point.
It's a great reminder, too, of like the stakes of this. And sometimes we get embarrassed or we don't want to step out of our comfort zone. And so I am curious for you, did you ever have an experience where you knew God was like, man, you got to do this. I want you to do this. It'll be good for them. It's good for you. Just share your faith. And you're like, you cannot be talking to me. You cannot be serious. God, this is going to be so weird. I'm going to be a nut job, you know, but you decided to do it anyway. And you stepped out in faith and you took that leap. And I'm real curious about that. You stepped out of your comfort zone. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number, because you might give somebody the inspiration that is kind of in that place with like a coworker and like, I know I should, but I just don't. And maybe your story kind of gets them off that fence. So what was the time you stepped out of your comfort zone and shared your faith? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number, and we will take yours right now. Have you ever had to step out of your comfort zone, Jessica, and share your faith?
Oh, yes, many times. And I love that quote from him. What you were saying about when you travel, you can tend to check out really resonates with me. We were traveling, my husband and I, for our dream trip, 10th anniversary last June, down the coast of California for 2 weeks. And what better place to check out, right? And he put people in our path just multiple times that were going through hard things and opened up to us. One of the first nights we were in town, we went to a business and really struck up a great relationship talking with this woman who just started crying and sharing that her adult child had just died in a car accident. We were able to minister, pray over her, cry with her. She was a believer, and she's just like, there's not a lot of believers here, so I really appreciate that. It was unbelievable. The Lord was like, you think you're on vacation, and you are, but I've got stuff for you to do.
But I'm still going to use you if you're willing to just kind of open up and share with people. And I think that's exactly the point. Like, sometimes when we're on vacation, we set our faith on vacation mode as well, or airplane mode faith, you know. But really, our faith shouldn't take a vacation, and it's not that hard to do, but sometimes we just don't make the decision to do it. But when we do, I think it can make that vacation actually be even better.
It's true. It really is so true. And I just love that we were put in the right place at the right time when we least expected it.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And sharing your faith with somebody can be a little daunting sometimes. And we'll find a million excuses not to, you know, do it. And when we do, we find that it, A, wasn't as scary as we thought it was going to be, and sometimes has amazing outcomes. But the converse of that can be true also. We had done a contest years ago before you got here, Gavin, with Matthew West. And we said, hey, tell us your story and we'll have Matthew West turn it into a song. And so we had hundreds and hundreds of submissions. I think 700 submissions of people's stories. And Matthew West picked this one. She was an older lady that had gone back to get her nursing degree. And all the other people in her class were these young girls. And she felt like she was on the outside. And she never shared her faith. She felt like, man, I should with this one girl. And I don't know why, but I'm just not doing it. And she held her back. And then, you know, because she thought she wasn't going to be cool enough to be with these girls or whatever. And then it turns out, like, the story takes a huge twist. This one girl ended up taking her own life.
Oh, wow.
And this lady lived with that guilt of, I should have said something. I could have made a difference. Why didn't I say something, you know? And I try to, you know, tell her and other people, like, look, God's using multiple people to get a hold of somebody. You know, it doesn't all just fall on your shoulders. You know, when you share your faith, there's a bonus in it for you as well because it feels good. But it's not all your up to, it's not always up to just you, you know, because that'd be crazy. Because think about the number of people we would miss every day that we don't share our faith with. But it was pretty wild that he kind of took that story and then came in here and did a song live with us called The Difference.
What would you say if you knew it was up to you to save the day for a life that was breaking in two? Would you reach out? Would you keep your hope inside? Or would you help or would you hide? You might be the difference. You might be the one to reach into the darkness and carry out a hopeless one. You might be the message that helps us on the way. Or you might be the only light someone will ever see. So put your trust in me, because you just might be, yeah, the difference. Oh, you might be the difference between life and death, between lost and found. Oh, you could be there to help someone turn it all around. You might be the difference.
There you go, little Matthew West that you've probably never heard before, you know, doing a song about this lady's life and her story, which I thought was super, super cool from back in the day.
Name it and claim it.
Name it and claim it. Claim it.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and Name It and Claim It is where we normally name inanimate objects to give them a personality, but this time we have an animate object. Barbara Jean hit us up and said, hey everybody, we got a 10-week-old German Shorthair Pointer. My husband and kids cannot agree on a name for him. Can you help us out? Now, normally, Betty Rock and I will each come up with a name, and Gavin is our tiebreaker if we decide to go with our own and not switch. We don't have that today. It's going to be just me and Gavin. So I have come up with a couple names because I want to give them some options, Gavin, here. Fact about the puppy, it's a male. Its dad's name was Strong Point Sagebrush Bandit. Its mom's name was Wind Chimes Overnight Sensation. We have four kids. We're an army family, and we just moved to Chattanooga. Okay, so what did you cue in here for your name, Gavin?
Okay, at first I was gonna go the route of something with sergeant, and I was like, oh German. Okay. So I looked up, oh, what's a sergeant in German? It's sergeant.
Oh, okay. So that's kind of a dead end.
I had to pivot.
Yeah.
And I did focus back in on the army related things because I come from an Air Force family. I like going down that route. So I started thinking of movies with military stuff in it.
I went that way too.
For some reason, I don't think we'll land on the same movie. I landed on the movie Forrest Gump.
Okay.
Where he does serve in Vietnam for a hot minute.
Right.
And I thought that because this is a young dog, he's probably going to be running a lot.
Right.
I did zero back in on the run, Forrest, run part of this.
Okay.
And I thought I'd land on Lieutenant Gump.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to go with Forrest, but Lieutenant Gump. Okay.
I had to surprise them.
All right. I went down that road a little bit. I looked up greatest army officers, and Tasker H. Bliss comes up. He was the chief of the Army, United States, chief of staff, stuff like that. But I just like the name Tasker H.
That is kind of cool.
Like, it's kind of dope. Like, Tasker H., get over here when he's bad, or and come here, Tasker.
This boy's, like, parents all have these, like, like his, what, three name, strong name parents. Right. So I feel like that does fit the bill.
Yeah, so that's my main one. But I did another little dive on Chattanooga because that's where they just moved to. And Chattanooga means hawk's nest. In American Native American language, so you could go with Ethan for Ethan Hawk.
Oh yeah,
you know, so that's good. You could go with Nuga because they moved to Chattanooga and that's what people call it. Or if you go the Army route, you could go with Hooah, like because that's what
that's
Army
a good
people
one.
Say. I kind of like that, just Hooah, you know, get over here, come here, Hooah,
because so
that's
simple.
Like the Army rally cry. So we got a couple options for him. We're gonna send these to him and we'll let you know how it shakes out. I am a big fan of irony. Hey, it's Wally, and recently I did a cash out refinance with United Faith Mortgage, and that's where you pull money out of your home to use on whatever you want. You can add a pool, redo a kitchen, or a master bath. Pay off debt. It's your call. So my UFM guy, Ryan, showed me all of my cash out refinance options, and I took the one that gave me a bunch of cash without having my monthly payment go up a dime. But then something weird happened. I was ready to buy a couple jet skis, build an outdoor fireplace, purchase a new car. But the irony is, somewhere along the way, having that much money available to me actually made me do the unthinkable. It made me responsible. Ick! It made me think about how I can maximize this gift in my life to better my family long term. Sure, we'll do something fun with part of the money, but I got more than I could have saved in 5 or 10 years of working. And that's life changing. So see how they can help you. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Maple Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Uplifting WayFM.
If you're a little sluggish in the morning, then news-ish is your speed.
You burned your foot on a Foreman grill.
I like waking up to the smell of bacon. Sue me.
It's the Wally Show.
What you got, Gavin?
So someday I plan on becoming a parent and joining the ranks of those people who see their kid come in from outside with tears and snot running down their face because they have a little bruise on their elbow or a cut or something like that.
Yeah.
And I actually read this article today that said that the average kid suffers 104 minor injuries every year.
Okay.
Were you a rambunctious child
yes.
that did become injured?
Yeah,
often?
I got hurt. I picture you as a kid that didn't get hurt a lot.
I didn't get hurt a lot due to my own, you know, numbskulledness per
right.
se, but I did play soccer growing right. up, so I had a lot of bruises and ankle injuries and stuff like that all from right. that, but not from being
yeah.
dumb.
Let's see if you can beat this.
Okay,
I jumped
ready.
Down a flight of stairs with a drumstick in my mouth, landed face down. That sent me to the hospital. Fell off a plastic horse into a TV set and split the back of my head open.
Ow.
Ran under a fence lash and gashed my head open, or a fence gate and gashed my head open. So, I constantly was getting hurt as a kid.
You're like one-upping this because this was minor injuries.
Oh, okay, yeah, those, yeah, in my family, those were minor.
Those have been traumatic for a lot of kids.
Yeah, but they were for me.
This list, the article had a list of, like, the top 10 minor injuries.
Okay.
You had sprained ankles, yeah. kind of at the bottom, that's me. Bee stings, I only got stung by one bee in my life.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We were camping one time with some friends of ours, and their daughter got stung in the face, in the lip by a bee, and she swole up.
Oh.
And to the point where they were like, do we need to take her to the hospital?
Yeah.
You know, at night. And then they watched it to the next morning and they were giving her Benadryl and everything. And it finally came down, but it was bad. It was scary.
We were at a state fair one time and I just looked in the distance and I saw my brother jump like a solid 2 feet into the air. And I was like, oh man, he must be excited about something. I got up and he was crying and he had just like a bee sting in his thumb. And
yeah.
I was like, oh, poor kid.
What's like the number one minor injury?
The skinned knee, which I had a lot of like bike stuff, especially like early on when you're learning to ride a bike or you're just an athletic kid playing basketball in the street or hockey in the street.
Yeah.
Like that one just obviously comes up all the time.
Yeah, I have a skinned knee now from playing pickleball. Yeah.
Oh, so it doesn't stop when you get older.
No, as you get older and you're still on the wild side, you're still going to get hurt, so you got to be careful. It just takes longer to heal now. All right, that's going to do it for your news. Thank you, Gavin. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and COVID has been one of those things that we have all experienced in some way, shape, or form for the last couple years. And especially now, if you are traveling by air, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you've flown with your child, the mask mandates and stuff that are still on airplanes are so hard to, in like, even as a parent, you're like, put on your mask, keep your mask on, and kids are trying to rip things off, and then flight attendants get on you, and then they don't like doing that, and it's just a really tough situation. Well, it's set to expire, the mask mandate, on the 18th,
ooh.
And the airlines themselves are hoping that it's not going to be extended. I know a lot of people in my life are traveling, and they're like, what was that date again? It's like the 18th. They're like, nuts, I'm flying on the 17th, you know, but hopefully they will be able to dial this back a little bit. And I know it's a hot button issue inside of the industry. Flight attendants have been forced to become police officers and peacekeepers on their planes, and they've kind of had enough. Of every flight I've been on recently, regardless of what airlines, I've flown multiple airlines, during the in-flight announcement, they've always been like, you know, we're here for your safety, and you have to wear your mask. It is not our rule. It is a federal government rule. You will be fined and tortured if you break it. Like, they are like, this is not us at all. So I am curious, though, like, what the medical community thinks about this expiring, because the medical community has been much more cautious, and I mean that's what they're paid to do, you know, with regards to the pandemic, and so I think they kind of have to be. But like, what about people that are fully vaccinated? What is the medical community saying about this? And they're saying that they think fully vaccinated people should be able to bypass requirements, you know, for masks in the future on airlines and stuff, which is great, and they feel it also gives you another incentive to get vaccinated, you know. And remember what I said 2 years ago. I said the way they're going to get compliance is by convenience or imposing inconvenience. And this is kind of what that is. Okay, the convenience of travel, fine. But one doctor suggested something that I had not thought of that the airlines could do, because there are people still, as much as like, now me personally, full disclosure, I would love to not wear a mask on a plane, but there are people that are still like, hey, this is important to me, and I've got other issues, or I believe this is what helps keep me safe. And so that's fine. And one of the unique facets of this conversation is the health community is saying, well, what if the plane had designated areas for people to wear masks?
Oh, well.
Like, yeah. You get on the plane and you sit on, you know, this side of the plane and from this row to this row and wear an N95 or high quality mask. You guys all sit together, which I thought, you know what? That's not a bad idea, really.
Well, it just gives everyone the best of both worlds. Yeah. People who are really wanting to stay safe in their minds,
right,
get to be comfy, and people who want to breathe a little better can be also company.
And they get to be around people who are like-minded,
yeah,
with them, so there's no judgment and things like that. Like, I think it's great. Plus, the airlines will probably charge extra for this. You've got first class, business class, and now COVID class.
Yes.
They're going to make money somehow on this idea. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we're going to give you a chance to win a prize here right now with Kazoki, okay? This is karaoke and kazooing all combined. Now, Betty Rock is out this week, because otherwise we would be doing kiddyoke, where she meows the lyrics to songs, but we don't have her today, so I'm a one-man band. I'll be playing ukulele to help you out with the melody a little bit and the chording, and then the kazoo. All you have to do is tell me what song I am kazoki-ing, okay? And it's a pretty great song. I think we all really love this song. And it's one that we play a lot. So there's a couple hints for you. So it's not like a mainstream, like classic rock song or anything like that. Now let me get prepared here. Excuse me. I have to warm up my voice a little bit.
You gonna cough?
Yeah.
Okay.
Twice. And so here's the thing. The song is kind of slow. There's another hint for you. The original version of this.
Oh, so you're going to change it up a little bit.
It's a little slow, and I felt like it needed a little something extra. A little, as we call in the biz, pizzazz. And so that is what I'm going to attempt to do, is give this song a little bit of pizzazz, okay?
Ever since you picked up that kazoo, you just have not put it down.
Well, I spent $12 on it, in fairness, and I want to get my write-off worth there, okay? Here we go. This is the song that is famous on the station, and hopefully you can pick this up for Kazoki. Here we go. And again, it's spun up, sped up. I forgot. Earned the wrong
here
club.
We go.
Starting for real this time. There you go. That's all you're getting, okay? So if you can tell me what song that is that we are playing currently, you're going to win a WayFM prize pack, okay? And I tried to make it harder on you by speeding it up a little bit, so hopefully you can figure it out. The breakdown there in the middle should help you out as well. No, don't give it away. What is wrong with you, Gavin? No, this is 855. If I wasn't afraid of breaking my kazoo, I would have just thrown it at
your $12 kazoo.
Yes, it's irreplaceable. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. If you want to play Kazoki, 855-33-WAY-FM. All right, what do you think that song was?
Promises by Maverick City Music.
Yes, by Grammy Award winners, Maverick City Music. That is Promises. And can I ask you a question? And you can be honest. This is a safe place here. Did you like the version of it a little faster? Because the first one's kind of slow.
Yeah, I think that helped.
Okay, good. And do you think that they maybe should add some kazoos, go back in and re-record the album?
Yeah, for sure.
See, this is why I love you, Caitlin. You're one of the smart ones, and I appreciate you being on the show with us today. And you are a big winner. We're going to hook you up with the WayFM prize pack.
Thank you.
Oh, electronic mail.
Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show, and I love when people email me about stuff from the show, and you can always email me anytime, just wally@wayfm.com. This is from Gene, says, in response to your conversation about the school canceling their valedictorians because they want education to not be competitive, yeah, we got into that and kind of talked about how we've kind of just sanitized everything and no one's a winner now, you know, and I don't think that's healthy personally. She says, the world needs healthy competition. I grew up as an overweight kid in school, and as such, I pushed myself to work harder to be good at sports. It was hard, but better than the alternative of being picked last for every sports team at Research. Oh, I get that. And you can tell by Gavin's, he's been the last pick.
No, I was an athlete as a
Were
kid.
You?
Yeah.
Were you, I was always, there's no shame in it. You don't have to lie. It's okay.
No, I was.
That's fine. Yeah. I'm just looking for a friend here because I was picked last every time on everything. I was always picked last. She says, this served me well being hardworking and self-motivated as an employee. I rose through the ranks. I've worked to raise 3 kids as a single parent since 1982, and my adult children are all well thought of in their profession for their work ethic, so I feel I've been successful at setting this example.
I do feel like the earlier you develop a work ethic, the more success and I think easier life is going to be because you understand what it means to get your job done.
Like when I tell people that are young coming into the business, I tell them show up on time or early and do what you say you're going to do. If you do those 2 things, you're going to be better than most of the people around you. And if you stay late and work hard, that will open up opportunities for you because you're always auditioning for your next job. And that's how I was raised. That's how I've raised my daughter. And, you know, I do believe it pays off. It's not always the fastest course because it takes time. But man, when you get known for being that hard worker, that go-to person, it will definitely open up other doors for you. Hey, if you ever want to email me, really simple, just like Jeannie there, all you got to do is just hit me up at wally@wayfm.com. For years and years and years, the dog has been man's best friend, but now chickens are edging their way into that spot because chickens are pretty awesome.
So awesome, in fact, that they have their own Chicken of the Month Club, and let's see if dogs can do that. This is where you can give 2 chickens to a family in need by only giving $28 a month.
If somebody were to give me 2 chickens and go, here you go, here are 2 chickens, do something with them, I would have no idea. I would probably name them. I would dress them up in sweaters. None of that does any good, but in developing countries, people know what to do with chickens. Chickens provide a ton of eggs, which can provide income for a family that is struggling to break the cycle of poverty. They also provide nutrition for families. Don't tell the chickens that part. But they also can sell the chicks in the marketplace. It's a great source of income. We all talk about side hustles. This is a way you can invest in a family to help them break the cycle of poverty for just $28 a month.
And it's by giving a chicken. So text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979.
And all of this is made possible through our friends at Food for the Hungry. They do so much great work for the underserved and underprivileged, and you can be a part of that today. We'd love to have you get involved. Again, text chicken to 91979.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining.
Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Betty is on vacation this week, so I'm filling in for her. At the Grammys in the gospel music category, the big winner was CeCe Winans. She won Best Contemporary Christian Music Song for Believe For It, Best Album for Believe For It, Best Gospel Performance of a Song. And she's been around for a long time. This is a big win for her, and I think that's really cool. But you may be surprised at who else won a gospel award. It was for Best Roots Gospel Album, and that award goes to none other than...
Then sings my soul, my Savior, God to thee.
Carrie Underwood. She said, I love this album so much and truly believe it's the most important album I have ever made. Thanks to everybody that supported me. Because here's the interesting thing about artists. Like, they might have passion projects, things they want to do, but they're caught up in this big machine. And it's like, no, you need to do this album, this album, this album. And then maybe we'll get to the one that you're really passionate about. That happens all the time. So she kind of had to delay what she wanted to do until the time was right. She was big enough in her career and could do this. And she said... you know, this is the one I've always wanted to make my entire career. I've wanted to make this album, and it means the world to me. She's interesting to me because she's a believer, and this album means so much to her, but her country revenge songs are what have made her, you know, famous and made her very successful and financially successful. And I think people expect her as a singer who's a believer to pick a side. I think it's kind of like, well, you know, you say you're a Christian, but why are you still doing country songs? You should be over here doing this. And I don't think that's the case at all. And maybe this will give you a little bit different perspective on it. I think she walks in a world that most people walk in. Like, now I work in Christian radio, so it's different for me. But when I was a believer in mainstream radio, I worked in both worlds. When you're a plumber, when you're a stenographer, when you're whatever you do for a living, and you're not inside of ministry, you're walking in both worlds, and you're navigating your faith, you know, in the middle of a non-religious job. And I think that's kind of what she's doing, too. Like, follow me here. You go to work every day, and you don't have conversations about Jesus, okay? That's her country songs. But then you have a moment with someone where you express your faith. That's her gospel album, you know? And you're kind of just, like, carrying this in essence, doing this.
Yeah, because you don't... You know, you said plumber earlier. You don't go to the Christian plumber company, per se. You go to do your job as a plumber. And if you, like you said, stroll upon a sequence where you can be a minister, then that's awesome.
Exactly. Yeah, ministry is not just being a pastor or being in some arm of the church. We're all called to be ministers in our area. And how we choose to do that looks a little bit different. But I'm glad that she's having a representation of faith because people know where she stands in that world. And it's tough to walk in sometimes. But I'm glad that she's doing that. And she walked away with a Grammy as well. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And we have rules to avoid anarchy. And when they're written down, it helps out. But sometimes the rules are unwritten. And guys and girls have a different set of unwritten rules, for sure. And this was lived out the other day. We went to lunch with our boss, Ron. And we were getting ready to leave. And one of the unwritten guy rules popped up for Gavin.
Yeah, you don't go to the bathroom with another guy.
Yeah, because Ron called it in essence. Ron's like, well, I'm going to hit the John here before we head out there. And poor tiny bladder Gavin also had to go. But Gavin at that point couldn't go, hey, great idea, let me go with you. Like women can. Women go, oh, that's great, I'm going to go too.
Well, and it's just awkward to follow him back there. Any guy, per se.
Yeah, you're like, what are you doing here? Well, I had to go too. Well, go to another restaurant.
Yeah, go home.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I did.
And Gavin was like, I got a 23-mile drive and a tiny bladder. I don't know if I'm going to make it. But you made the right decision.
Thank you.
Like, I was proud of you. I'm like, that's what you should do. Even if it cost you a bladder infection, that was the right call.
I'll deal with it when I have to deal with it.
So I am curious, okay? I know a lot of ladies listen to the show here. I am curious, what are some of your unwritten rules that when one of your girlfriends breaks them, you're like, nope, you cannot do that? Because I'm sure there are a bunch that we as guys are unaware of. And maybe we break them too with you in our relationship. So you can share that as well. So What are the unwritten rules in life from your perspective as a woman? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. And you'll be doing a great service here helping Gavin and I out, helping other guys out as we learn from you right now. We can avoid some pitfalls. 855-33-WAY-FM. What are the ladies' unwritten rules? What are some of the ladies' unwritten rules so that we as guys can learn from them?
The guy code.
Okay, what is your female version of the guy code then?
You don't date your best friend's ex-boyfriend.
That's really interesting because my daughter has a friend that was dating a guy and it didn't work out with them. And I thought, oh, this guy would probably actually be good with Haley. And I mentioned that and both my wife and Haley were like, absolutely not. You cannot do that. I did not know that. I said, well, what if you ask? And they're like, nope, you still can't do it.
Because then it means they had feelings for each other when you guys were dating. So what your relationship was, nothing really.
Oh, no, see, I didn't read into it like that, but I see, because women read into things much deeper than guys, I see where you're going with that. Well, Brenda, I appreciate you being on with us today. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless.
All right, Jessica, you're up. What's a girl's unwritten rule?
So if I tell my husband I'm not hungry and he doesn't buy me food, that's not okay.
How is that not okay? He's doing what you told him to do.
Exactly, but when I see him eating, I'm going to be hungry.
Close your eyes. It's not his fault. This is why we struggle. This is why guys struggle in relationships.
Look, I don't understand it either.
Well, that's the first thing you've said that makes sense. What is one of the girl unwritten rules that you've noticed?
One of the very most important unwritten rules are never let your girlfriend go to the restroom alone. You have to go together.
See, and that's just the exact opposite for guys. Guys will not go at the same time. Like Gavin ran into this. We went to lunch with our boss. He's like, okay, I'm going to go hit the restroom real quick. And Gavin needed to go, but Gavin had to leave the restaurant and could not go with him.
No, we have to go together. It's a protection thing. We got to protect each other.
I guess bathroom buddies to the end. And this is a learned behavior, I think, because you guys instill it in your daughters even, you know, from a very early age.
Yes. Especially if they have a sister, go with them at all times.
I do get that part. Maybe that's where it comes from. Like, I do get that, like, when your kids are young and you don't want to necessarily take them to the bathroom all the time. They have a sibling or a friend. It's like, stick together, go to the bathroom, come straight back to the table. Like, I actually do understand that. That makes sense. But when you become, like, amazing adults and women that are independent and strong and can conquer the world, I think you could tinkle by yourself.
Oh, no. Best friends or sisters, too.
No, okay. So there you go. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. If one of the excuses you've used to not go back to school or to start school as an adult is the money, we might have something really cool for you right now. We're doing a partnership in conjunction with Colorado Christian University where Betty Rock went back to school at 30 years old, got 2 degrees, and you could do the same thing, and you could actually win a $5,000 or a $10,000 scholarship, and just for entering, you could get a $1,000 scholarship right out of the gate there. Just to kind of help encourage you to take that first step, because that's it. I mean, there's that old proverb of 1,000-mile journey begins with one step. Starting things is the hardest. Once you get into it and you get the routine down, because I went back to school to get my master's later in life too, and once I got the routine down, I found it was so manageable even within my life, and we'd love to give you this opportunity. Like, I was just looking at a couple things that are degree programs. You got accounting. You've got apologetics, because it's a Christian school, Colorado Christian University, but you've got business, Christian ministry, computer science, all this stuff, man. From A to Z, there's a ton of things that you could do that you could change your life with. And what I love about Colorado Christian University is how they integrate faith into their curriculum, because life and faith should not be compartmentalized, and neither should your education. They're all about cultivating the mind without compromising the heart and making an impact on this world. And how do you do that? Is with your faith being lived out in the real world. And that's what they want to help you accomplish. I know in the classes that I taught at CCU, There was a component of faith in every one of them, and I love that. I think it makes us better at what we do. So if you'd love to get involved with this, you're running out of time. If you want to take that step and make that decision to go back to school or start school as an adult for the first time, this could be your opportunity, and so don't wait. You can get your entry in right now at ccu.edu/wayfm. That's ccu.edu/wayfm.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.